From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Anticipation mounts as an appellate court weighs the Trump temporary travel ban. A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend President Donald Trump's ban last month on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A lawyer for the U.S. Justice Department and an attorney representing the states of Washington and Minnesota, which are suing to stop the ban, presented their arguments by telephone before a three-judge appellate panel on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney August Flinchy said Trump's executive order was well within his power granted by Congress and the Constitution. Flinchy pointed out that Congress and the former Obama administration determined that seven countries named in the order, Somalia, Sudan, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Yemen, were of concern to authorities because they pose a risk of terrorism or give terrorists a safe haven. President Trump's controversial executive order dominated Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly's first visit to Capitol Hill.
Risk, not religion. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly reassured Congress that was the foundation for President Trump's embattled executive order.
It's not being done for because they're Muslim countries, but because they're countries that we don't trust their vetting or their information.
The rushed rollout, which caused confusion at airports across the country and sparked demonstrations, could have been avoided through better communication with Congress, Kelly said.
In retrospect, I should have. This is all on me, by the way. I should have delayed it just a bit.
But the admission did little to calm angry Democrats who asked Kelly to consider the families turned away because of the ban. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
This is VOA News. Two Israeli rights groups are asking the country's Supreme Court to overturn a newly adopted law legalizing settlements. It is a law retroactively legalizing many of the outposts in the occupied territories that has drawn an angry reaction from the Palestinian Authority. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian Authority is calling on the international community to punish Israel for a new law that legalizes thousands of Jewish homes built on Palestinian-owned land in the West Bank. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat accused Israel of legalizing land theft in violation of international law. Erekat said the next step for the Palestinians is to take Israel to the International Criminal Court in The Hague on charges of war crimes. Israel curbed construction under former U.S. President Barack Obama, who saw the settlements as an obstacle to peace, but Israel believes Trump is more sympathetic. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkey's military said Wednesday that Syrian rebel forces with Turkish support have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, said Turkish forces and allied Syrian rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of Al-Bab. The town is a key area in northern Syria that is increasingly becoming a focal point of the multi-party conflict. China says it is drafting policies to attract Taiwanese to live and work on the mainland amid a deepening political standoff between the sides. The cabinet's Taiwan Affairs Office said Wednesday that residents of the self-governing island democracy will be offered incentives in employment, education, and government benefits. The spokesman, An Fengshan, said the measures aim to boost economic and social integration between the sides. Beijing froze diplomatic contacts with Taiwan in June over Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen's refusal to endorse the concept of a single Chinese nation. Since then, Beijing has been increasing diplomatic and economic pressure on the island it claims as its own. The latest measures appear to represent the carrot to that stick, although previous attempts to win over Taiwanese through the pocketbook have had little effect. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.